Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday. What a great performance by the defense, and a couple players are starting to stand out. One of them is obvious, send Eric Marks, but the other one is a guy whose role has increased of late. Let me show you. And the one whose role has increased was Telvin Smith, the linebacker. Take a look at this. It's a reverse play to Odell Beckham Jr. Okay, there's an old saying, if he's even, he's leaving. But not in the case of Telvin Smith, because he's got great speed. Look at him run down Odell Beckham Jr. and drag him down. It's good to see speed on the field. There's one thing you can't coach, and that's speed. A guy that should be headed to the Pro Bowl, send Eric Marks. You know, we saw him get sacks, but plays like this make him a complete player. The center's trying to block out, and the tackle's trying to squeeze down to prevent send Eric from penetrating in that gap vacated by the pulling guard. But send Eric gets a great jump on the snap, and look at him in the backfield, and oh, hello. The most impressive thing about the 11-play, 55-yard, game-winning drive that Blake Bortles engineered was they overcame two negative plays on that drive. 2 second and 15s. Let me show you the plays. Josh Wells had a false start, leaving this second and 15. What do? Throw the slant pass to Marquise Lee like they did in Indianapolis. And then he turns it into a first down, overcoming adversity. And then Luke Jokel had a holding call, bringing another second and 15 into play. What do? Blake Bortles with the keeper. And look at this. Love this. Competitive player cutting back to the inside, knowing that he end up may taking a hit. But hey, look, the game's on the line. And as a quarterback, you got to throw your body around. I loved it. And yes, the Jaguars overcame that adversity, but it doesn't hide the fact that they still have to protect the quarterback better. Seven sacks, way too many. They've got to improve. Let me show you a couple examples of things that cannot happen going forward for the Jaguars offensively. And you've heard Gus Bradley talk about it's not always on the offensive line. Well, it's not. Here's an instance. Denard Robinson, one-on-one opportunity against a linebacker. Too soft. Got to attack the linebacker. If you're going to play running back, you have to help protect the quarterback. This can't happen. And here the left side, it's a game. This is called a TE. The tackle goes first up the field. In the end, Jason Pierre-Paul loops underneath. You can see that Zane Beadles is a little bit vertical, allowing penetration. Luke Jokel, a little bit too much width, can't come back on the tackle. These two have to work together, because what happens is that you end up having a free runner on the quarterback. Going forward, the protection has to improve for a young quarterback.